There was a woman reading a magazine, and she read an article that dogs were healthier if you would feed them a tablespoon of fish oil every day. So she decided to do the same for her pet dog. Got herself a bottle of fish oil, and then she chased her dog around, caught it finally, and then wrestled it to the ground, forced open its mouth, and then poured the fish oil into its mouth and throat. And this became her daily routine. Chase, wrestle, pour. Chase, wrestle, pour. Until one day, while she was chasing the dog around, she knocked over the bottle of fish oil, and it all spilled on the floor. To her surprise, she saw the dog walk up to the puddle and started to lap up the fish oil. The dog actually liked the fish oil. What he did not like was the way it was administered to him. You know, I suspect the same thing is happening to our faith, to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the good news of the kingdom of God. The gospel of Jesus is powerful. It is very appealing. It can change people's lives. I know this for a fact because I've seen it happen over and over again. The problem is that too often, too many Christians, some of them, present the gospel in the wrong way, in such a wrong light. That's why you must have heard of the quote from Mahatma Gandhi, right? I like Jesus Christ, but I don't like Christians. Christians are so unlike Christ. And that happens when we do the things that St. Paul was talking about in the second reading today in his letter. When we are divided among ourselves, when we compete against each other instead of shoring each other up and helping each other along, right? When we persist in our hate, in our prejudices, and all of these things. When people see that from the outside, why would they want to be Christians? When we are among ourselves fighting. Now, Jesus himself was a very attractive man, right? I haven't seen a picture of him, but I know he was a very attractive man. Why? Because St. Matthew in the Gospels tell us that people gravitated over to him. People wanted to be with him. Early in his ministry, what happened? He was like a rock star of his time, right? People were looking for him. And everywhere he went, there were huge crowds. So big, so that one time when he was giving a sermon in the house, they had to break open the roof because they couldn't get into the house and lower down a man in a paralyzed man. He was a very popular man. He was very charismatic. And another episode to prove this is what St. Matthew tells us in our gospel reading today. When he went over and called Peter and Andrew, James and John, the apostles, what did they do? Immediately, they dropped what they were doing and they followed Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing? If some stranger comes up to you and says, follow me, are you going to do that? You probably would call 911. But they did. I doubt that Jesus was a complete stranger to them. I believe that they really saw who Jesus was, maybe even listened to his sermons, and saw how Jesus treated people around him with dignity, with love, with compassion. And that's why when Jesus came up to them and called them each by name, they left everything behind and followed him. That's the kind of relationship God wants us to extend to each one. A personal relationship. We might not know everybody's names here, but if we treat them with dignity, with compassion, with love, that's so much better than knowing people's names, right? And that's what we are all called to do. Now, of course, I've heard and I've seen for myself, even in my first weekend here, that St. Martin's Parish is a warm and friendly and welcoming community. So far, that's what I've seen. And that's how it should be, isn't it? That's how churches should be. A church should be a place where people can have a warm smile, an even warmer welcome, a firm handshake, and if necessary, a shoulder to cry on. That's what church is all about. Let's continue that. Let's nurture that in our children, especially in church. Sometimes we take ushers for granted. Can I see ushers? Where are you? They're on a break. Oh, There they are. You might not know who they are too, but you have a very important job to welcome people in church. Because they're our first line of defense, isn't it? So many times I've heard people say, you know why I'm here at this church? Because the usher was so polite, so welcoming, so warm. And there's also times I've heard that people didn't come to church because the ushers were rude. See, it's only one person, but they can make a big difference. There's a story I heard about this usher in a small parish. You know, he was busy welcoming people and seating them. And then one day, an elderly woman came in. He hadn't seen her before, so he went up to her and said, "Well, good morning. Welcome. I haven't seen you here before. Can I help you?" And the lady said, "I would like a seat on the front pew." And the usher said, "You know what? You may want to think about that because, you know, our usher, our priest, our pastor, he's giving so long of homilies and he's so very boring." And the lady said, "Do you know who I am?" And the usher said, "No." And she said, "I'm the pastor's mother." And the usher asked her, "Do you know who I am?" And the lady said, "No." And the usher said, "Good." We can't let the ushers just do the job of welcoming and making people feel, you know, needed and wanted in this church. We all have to do it. It's our responsibility. That's how we become fishers of men and women, as Jesus said in the gospel reading, right? We have to be appealing. We have to be attractive. So let's learn to smile and not just greet each other warmly, but be there. Support each other instead of competing against each other. Get rid of all divisiveness, all hate, all prejudice, all these things. And the Spirit will move us to catch people and we will have a very bountiful harvest. Amen? Amen. So I'll stand now and profess our faith.